This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
President Trump says he's trying to bring filmmaking back to the U.S. by way of tariffs for those filmed overseas. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, Governor Newsom has his own plan for bringing filmmaking back, and it involves a sort of team up with the president?
Yes, it's going to be interesting. You know, we have a deal here about, you know, who's going to getting together, trying to figure out what to do about America's ailing film industry. And there's no doubt about it. You know, movies are being shot more and more outside the country and then brought back in here for big distribution, in part because costs are less in other countries. And honestly, Eric, because in other parts of the world, you can blow up parts of the world for the movies that you couldn't do here. So, you know, action films are big outside the United States. Then filming them is big. But we're losing money. And the president is talking about tariffs as a way to counter that, saying if you shoot the movie outside the United States, you should pay a tariff to bring it in. Okay, but there's a lot of questions about that plan. I mean, you know, how much of the film would be shot outside to qualify for a tariff? Are you talking about post-production stuff, yada, yada, yada? So Gavin Newsom is asking, look, if you want to save it, how about tax credits? How about $7.5 billion in tax credits? So across the country, just to say that stay in the United States. It also has the support of the president's ambassador, as he calls it, John Voight, the actor, to Hollywood. He met with Hollywood people and they came up with the same idea. How about a national tax credit for keeping movies in the USA? Will they co-star in this production? Remains to be seen. But that's where the push is, trying to get the movies made in America.
On more parochial matters, even when films stay in the U.S. for production, a lot of times they're not in California.
That is a very, very good point, Eric. In the recent years, what we've seen is the number of states outside of California grabbing more and more of the film industry. There's about three dozen we're in competition with right now, not the least of which is Georgia is really big right now, the Carolinas, Louisiana. All over the place. And it's not just tax credits that these other places are offering. It's just cheaper, the catering, the costuming, everything else is just cheaper in these other states. And trying to stay competitive is tough. And that's why California now has a $330 million tax credit total for films shot in California. Okay. Newsom wants to double that. He wants it up in the $750 million tax credits to try to keep the film industry in California. But that's meeting, you know, questions and opposition saying, hey, why Hollywood? Why should they get all the breaks? What makes them so special? We're in competition for a lot of places for a lot of different jobs. I'll tell you one thing that makes Hollywood special is they give big in political campaigns. I mean, every time there's a presidential, what's the kickoff? It's a big Hollywood fundraiser that raises tens of millions of dollars. In the 2020 presidential election, Hollywood was good for close to $45 million in political contributions. Could that be something that somebody that's maybe running for president is looking for down the line? I don't know. But if they co-star in this buddy movie, we could see something happen.
I'll bring the popcorn. All right, Phil. Thank you very much. That's a KCBS Insider, Phil Mateer.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.